My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
The two big stories today for the Browns. Adebayo, Deshaun Watson's contract has been restructured. It creates $35.832 million in cap space, and the Browns converted $44.79 million of Watson's $46 million 2024 base salary into that signing bonus. That was according to Field Yates and multiple other reports that have been out there, too. The move gives the Browns more than $62 million, the most cap space in the NFL. I'm Andy Baskin. He is Dan Menigan. Jeff is off today. It is our fanniversary, so I just want to let you know, 13 years. Thank you so much. I remember sitting down here 13 years ago. Andy Roth will tell the story about, I think I was by myself the first day. And I was amped.
Really?
Oh, my God. Andy,
I can see maybe, you being amped. That's
maybe Andy will come in. I mean, like, I was just so pumped up to do the show. It was. I can't remember the last time.
Ladies and gentlemen, the poobah has entered the room.
Poobah, please don't tell me we have the. I don't want to ever hear it again from the first time. Hi, Poobah. Thank you for the bagels.
Hello, Poobah. Yeah, thank you for the bagels.
Actually, happy fanniversary.
Happy fanniversary. So I was actually prepared to come in today.
Oh, you were.
Because I wanted to thank you.
Oh, well, thank you.
Wait, what?
Yeah.
So Jake, mark the calendar.
No, it's. So when Dustin resigned on Monday, he thanked you.
I asked those guys if I could pop on their show.
And, you know, it was so weird because one of the first things you did was you did an audition tape with Tim Richards
over at
Star 102.
Yep.
And you did a tape with Dustin. And I heard what you told me about Dustin, which was, hey, he's good. But you guys were way too friendly.
Oh, I know. I did.
Way too friendly. It was like, hey, AB, and oh, look at there. Yeah, that's good. And it just was no way that was going to work. But you were right in how natural he was and what a good guy he is. And as soon as we popped him on with Bull on a digital line, they didn't even see each other.
This is crazy. Have you ever heard the story?
No, I haven't.
This is how Andy figured out that, you know, that Bull and Fox would be good together.
Yeah, literally. You know, we were trying to figure out how to use Dustin, and Adam had some ideas on a guy he would want to work with. And Dustin fits some of those criteria, but he never worked in radio before. So when it was time, I said, hey, okay, Dustin, this is what we're going to do. We're going to put you in a studio, and you're going to talk down the line. He said, what does that mean?
Beautiful. Beautiful.
And literally he and
hey, at least he
Adam,
asked.
Yeah, no.
Yeah.
Talked for like 12 minutes, and it was messy, but it was so good. It was so good. And you can just tell there was chemistry. And it was because Dustin knew, like, okay, whatever this guy tells me, I'm going to talk back to him. And that's the best thing about Dustin, and I think the best thing about you, Andy. You understand conversation. You understand what it means to talk to people. And over the 13 years we've been here, it's the one thing I'm really proud of. Because this station listens to people. We want to make sure that you guys get a chance to talk on air. And especially today, on a day where we're celebrating, I usually write a note to you guys. I couldn't do it today. I just couldn't do it.
With Dustin leaving. You brought us bagels. That's good.
Yep.
You know the way to our heart. Food.
Yeah, feed us.
Free food, man.
Yeah, you know how we operate.
Mm-hmm.
We're all full of words.
I do want to ask you a question.
You said that you were an adult today, Menigan, and I laughed, and I'll say it again.
In the eyes of the law, I am. If I do breaking and entering, that's all 5 to 10.
All right. I don't want to waste too much of your time.
Yeah, but no, hang on. I want to bring up a question.
We waste our own time, Dad.
This came up on the afternoon show when I thought it was special, and I thought it was kind of unique because I was listening to these guys yesterday. And Nick was talking about, you know, when he was in Charlotte and how nobody on the station there is from Charlotte.
Right.
And that when you look at what we have, I mean, outside of right now, I mean, Jonathan's not originally from here, but I mean, Jonathan, like, to me, he's Mr. Eastsider. Like, he's totally into the conversations. He gets it. He understands. He may not always have the same opinion you may get from somebody from Northeast Ohio, which is fine, but, like, he gets it. Like, I feel like he's 100% a part of our community. He's been married.
I'll give you a secret.
But I do think it's unique that all of us that have these shows throughout the day, we're all from here. And how important. I think that's unbelievably important. But you have to see that, especially for somebody who came in from another market to be here. So when they brought this up yesterday, I was like, wow, that is kind of crazy that we're all from here.
I'll give you a secret, and it's something that I learned by listening. So everyone knows I'm from New York.
Right.
And WFAN launched with a lot of national names, not New Yorkers. And it didn't hit until they had New Yorkers on the air.
Oh, I didn't realize that.
You know, Mike and the Mad Dog. Yeah. And at that time, Dave Sims, a punter was on the air. Ed Coleman was there. Like all these names that people may not know. Dave Jennings was the punter from the Giants that wound up working a lot on FAN. So I also worked in Philly. And all the Philly shows were not necessarily Philadelphians, but they always had one tie to Philly. And when I started to build or think about this station, I thought about the same thing, that it's really important that, like, when you talk about Cleveland Heights, that identifies with people. That means something to people when you can say, I'm from here, I know that street, that store that used to be there, everything about Cleveland Heights, you know, and Jeff does Medina and he knows a lot of other stuff. Dan, Summit you County pop in with some stuff.
Yeah.
You have to have a tie to Cleveland, and it was a one tie per show idea.
Oh,
so that's how everything got through.
Mm-hmm.
And then you mentioned Peterlin. Like, Peterlin's great, but he didn't really get to host a lot of shows until he was a Clevelander. That's the key. You got to be a Clevelander to talk to Cleveland. And I think in sports radio you do too.
Did it take you a minute to figure that out, though?
No.
Oh, you knew it right away, huh?
Right away here, you had to. And that's because I listened a lot. I had a ridiculous conversation with you that I still will bring up to this day, that Omar Mascel was a Hall of Famer, and knew right then that if all Clevelanders thought like that, if all Clevelanders thought like that, we're going to need some more people like that to at least entertain that ridiculous thought. So might as well hire this guy and see the
you're
fun.
Still on an island, because I would say I probably would have.
It's important.
If I did a poll right now, 90% of
the great thing Indians about Cleveland and doing all the research that I did, and also hearing you guys, is how important Cleveland is to Clevelanders. People have such a pride for this place that if you don't wear it on your sleeve, people won't respect you.
Fair enough.
So
fair enough.
Anyway, happy anniversary. Thank you for bringing us Dustin.
Well,
it's a big day for him, and I just want to, you know, I'm not going to go on air with him today, but it's good that he's doing what he's doing.
It was because Dustin had come on TV. I was using him on our Sunday night show to talk Browns and Buckeyes. And then, you know, and I knew his dad had a radio background too. And I thought that was like, I'm like, he kind of gets it. He understands it. And he kind of grew up in it and understood it. And I remember walking up to, we were at a Joe Hayden flag football fundraiser at Cleveland State, and I'm like, hey, there's a new radio station. There's a new sports talk coming. And he was like, what? And I go, let me get you a hold. Let's try to make a love connection here. So, and then you guys ended up talking. But I do think it would have been interesting. Although, in the times that I filled in on the afternoon show to do the show with Dustin, do those shows end up sounding like two buddies doing the show or no?
Well, no, mostly it's because you suck.
Well, that's fine with that. I don't have a problem with that. But when I did fill in and do shows,
no, I told you right. You suck on those shows. That's why you're here.
Oh, thank you.
Oh, no problem. That's what I'm here for.
Get out of here now. I'm trying to be nice.
You did great. That's why you kept on filling in, and thank you for 13 years, Andy.
Oh, thank you for 13 years. Mazel tov. 13 years, my friend. Good job.
Now you're slumming it with me.
Poor it's okay.
Man. You poor, poor man.
He thinks he's funny when he turns off my mic and he walks
Ladies
out.
Ladies and gentlemen, the poobah has left the room.
I don't know. I think it's interesting when you listen to the background of the station, you hear some of the stuff that's going on.
Oh, absolutely.
And Jeff and I now, because I mean, our show is the only original show that's now sitting in the same time slot. So we have gone through like 10,000 producers, just so you know that. Yeah. Although I think you may have won the award for longest running producer.
I think I have. This is bizarre. I don't know if I like it.
Although you do realize that almost every one of our producers have fallen forward.
Oh, I know. It's why I'm waiting for the Seattle Supersonics gig to open up. I mean, if Jake Chapman can find his way to the Orlando Magic gig and Filar is with the Detroit Pistons,
yeah.
I'm telling you, man, the Supersonics are going to need somebody. I'm available.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep. And when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
I'm pretty sure everyone that's sat in that booth or sat in your chair has moved up. So someday you're going to do it. So I feel good for you.
Thank you. I appreciate that.
You'll probably be some big national host.
Please call all of my loved ones and tell them the same thing.
Jeff and I'll be here 13 years from now. Remember that person that was born in 1904? Oh, let's talk to Dan Menigan. What's he doing now? He's got his gigantic show where he makes millions a year. Dan, can we borrow a couple nickels? Thank you. Appreciate it.
You could get a few more than a couple nickels. Lord knows with inflation, we won't even have change at that point.
No, that's true. That's a good point. All right, so let's go. I do want to you want to hold this or we want to play this now? It's kind of ran out of time a little bit here.
But yeah, we're up against it. I don't.
I promise this James Palmer cut on Deshaun Watson.
We'll
play
it
for in a second. So,
yeah, we'll have it for you in a little bit.
I look at the situation, and again, it just screams to me because I got a couple phone calls this morning. They're like, oh, my God, the Browns guy, about all this cap space, they're going to go out and get somebody. And I'm like, I don't think so. I don't think so. They do. I mean, if something crazy fell into their laps and they wanted to rework their entire, you know, algebra system over there to try to figure out how to stay under cap or stay close to the cap without going extremely over next year, that they understand it and they kind of get that. I will say this, that you know, say what you will about ownership on any sports team, but the fact that the Haslams want to cut a check like they cut today to give Deshaun Watson all that cash up front, how many times have we sat around and go, oh, mm-hmm. we have owners that don't want to spend money on this, and why can't we keep our own guy, and blah, 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 blah. The Haslams have never once, and Dan Gilbert too, both those groups, I've never once questioned whether they have enough money to keep somebody.
The last thing you cannot call the Haslams is cheap. Like, you flat out can't call them that. Because what they are doing here requires a lot of liquid cash and the ability to cut these checks and go, all right, here you go. Like, Mike Brown down in Cincinnati can't do this. The Green Bay Packers, they don't do this very often. Like, a lot of teams won't do it. The big two that are doing it are the Cleveland Browns and the Philadelphia Eagles. And I partially wonder if in the next CBA, if they're going to continue to let teams do this. Because it kind of does seem like a loophole that they're able to then cash all these guys out, be able to have this giant cap number, and then roll it over to the next year so that you can build upon that one. I mean, good golly. Like, it kind of seems like...
This brings me to another subject we're going to get to here. Maybe not today, maybe even tomorrow, but the whole private equity part of owning teams in the NFL.
10%.
So it could put more teams in the same position that we're in, right? With private equity?
God,
or do you
yes.
think every penny is just going to be under the microscope? With private equity?
No. I think it opens the door for exactly what you said, way more teams with way more liquid cash to be able to come in and do this. The one I think, man, and I'm waiting for it, I think the Saudis are coming. And that's one of the reasons I'm looking at this, is I think the Saudis are coming.
All right, we'll talk more about that coming up. 216-474-0092. That's the number to call it in, is the Fanniversary. That's why we spend so much time with Poobah. So don't freak out. He's not going to be a regular on the show or anything. Because I get, like, a lot of feedback when he's on. So, when we come back, I do want to talk about the Guardians. It was kind of refreshing to open up the standings today and go, okay, one game lead. And yesterday's game was exciting. I mean, I was sucked in on the whole thing. So let's talk about the Guardians. We're going to get more into baseball. We're going to talk to senior baseball writer for thescore.com. He is Travis Sawchek, and he has been with us before. We love having him on. He's on next. Baskin and Phelps with Dan Menigan.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be. To be.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
In life and recovery, every day is a little different. Embrace the good days, the not so good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Norse Sides and Bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Norse Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Norse.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.